Hey, you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I was having a good time on that song. You got to praise him. You got to praise him when it looks good and when you think it's not looking good, okay? This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I have the awesome opportunity of being your host, and what we do here on Good Deeds, we help you share your life. And what your light is, your light is your dreams, your goals, your passion, the destiny, the reason that you are in this world. You know, people always ask me, why do I have so much energy? I'm here to let you know it's not about me. When I think about, one, the goodness of God and what he's done for me, number two, I think about I am here to help somebody else. So what I try to do is always I try to do things with a spirit of excellence, okay? My team make me look real good, amen? The graphics, the setup that they do on social media, the things they do on the radio show, they actually love me just like I love them. We are a big family, but one thing we always do is, you know, you have to represent things the right way. One thing we always use, Chick-fil-A as an example. One thing about Chick-fil-A, and I love it, love it, love it, a lot of the people do it, when they hand your credit card back, if you pay them with credit card, they actually, and if you don't, if you're paying with cash as well, they always ask what your name is. And they're going to say, my case, they'll say, Renee Sunday, if they're looking at my credit card. And they say, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you so much for your purchase. But they actually have a mutual respect. Because they know you could have chose any other place to be at that time. So I tell business owners the same thing. You know, my mom and dad raised me. Thank God for them. They raised me. If you at an appointment when they told you to be there, that means you're late. You always be somewhere ahead of time. You always arrive ahead of time. And I'm so fortunate that I have people that I'm around that believe the same thing. If I think I'm going to be on time, I'm going to call you and let you know I'm actually going to get there right on time. I'm not going to actually say anything different. So people ask me why I have put systems in place, and I thank God for that, that actually exemplify, just like AAA does and many other businesses, that a spirit of excellence. And the spirit of excellence, the three things I always love to do and I always tell other people that I coach. One, you got to be compassionate. You actually got to show love. If you show love, okay, you're going to do what's right. Just like I said, you're going to do things the right way. Now, number two, authentic. You got to keep it 100. Now, the millennials that's going, you can't play with the millennials. The millennials want you to show them some proof. So, you know, for example, how people used to tell us stuff, and specifically in the Bible, we would believe it. But the millennials, you got to go to that scripture, okay? And you're going to have to show them where it is. And that's a good thing. What it says, study to show yourself approved, right? Amen? So we actually have to do that. And then the last thing is you got to be consistent. You got to be consistent in the things that you do. But what we're going to do is take a little break because we're looking for our guests. Amen. I'm going to be transparent to let you know there. And so what we're going to do is praise a little song, and we'll be back. If not, you know I can roll. You know I can roll. I have been gifted to do that, thank God. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
I am calling on praises. If he's ever brought you through, this praise is for you. Yeah. If there's one thing that I know my sister Clarita, she loves the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Do it.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Well, I just love that. I always say that, don't stop, get it. And what you need to do is get your purpose now. You actually have to do something. You know, we know our works don't make us. But the thing about it is, you actually have to get out there and do your research. You actually got to go out there and invest in yourself. You know, I really truly believe in mentors and coaches. I have them. Yes, I do. But the thing about it is, you actually need to remember that you have to do that, okay? You actually have to do that. So that's an amazing thing that you actually have. My team is trying to tell me something. All right. So they say our guest is on, but let me tell you one more thing is we have a lot of events that's coming up. You know, look on our website for them. You know, we tend to have a live event almost every other month. They can be small. They can be more than 200 people sometimes. It depends on what God puts on my heart, to be honest. Let me just keep it 100. And then we also have a summit, which is a virtual event. We tend to have that more according to the holidays, but again, don't put me in stone on that because it kind of depends on what comes in my spirit and what needs to impact people and influence people that they actually can do. They can do their purpose. I mean, that's what we all here for, okay? So we want to not delay because, you know, we get off here pretty quick. So, you know, I only do 30 minutes. And people ask me that, too. I only do 30 minutes because I do so many other things. And so I actually have to make time for other things that I do, especially my family, especially my welfare. Now, we can talk about that some other time, the other stuff that I do. But we want to welcome none other to the best-selling author and master coach, Ms. Kelly Campbell, to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Dr. Sunday?
Yes. Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Absolutely. Well, as you said, I'm a speaker. I'm an author, a four-time author, and one of those books is a bestseller. And I'm also a coach, so I've really made it my passion to help women step into their purpose and then not only find that purpose, but put a plan together on how they can build their life around a design of their choosing.
Wow. Now, you know we got to unpack that. The ladies, have you heard what she said? So, because the thing about it, okay, you say that what they can unpack their purpose. Cause tell us, and, you know, because everybody have their own kind of working definition, if you will, of what purpose is. Because a lot of people still need assistance. I don't usually say help when it comes to that because, you know, it's already there, but we need some kind of assistance of identifying what our purpose. What do you think just purpose means?
Well, you know, I think that purpose, as you grow, becomes more clear. Like, for example, I'll use myself. You know, I discovered probably 5 or 6 years ago that I was put on this earth to teach. Like, that's my purpose. That's what I'm here to do. I'm a teacher. But that can go in so many directions. Teach what? Teach how? Does that mean I need my PhD? Does that mean that I can create programs based on my experience and knowledge I gain? I mean, there's so many ways that you can, quote unquote, be a teacher. So even once you've identified, hey, I think this is what I want to do, you still got to drill that down to something that's more specific, something you can put into everyday practice. Like, what does that really ultimately mean? Is it a skill set? Is it a talent? Is it a gift that you have? Is it something that you do really well? But then now, how do you build a life around that? Okay, I know I was put here to teach, but What does that mean in terms of the life that I want to build for myself? What it looks like for me is that I want to spend my time teaching small groups business strategies to help them generate income streams. And one of the ways I do that, as an example, is I have a book coaching program. So writing a book has been so beneficial for me in terms of getting opportunities, like even to talk to someone like yourself. So helping people get their books done is one way in which I help them find direction for their expertise or their talent or their gift. Teach other people about it.
Wow. You know, the old saying that people say, and it's true, that everybody has a book inside of them. But if you're, and Kelly, I hate to say this, you know, if you're from the South, you know, if you grew up in my era, I mean, the millennials is totally different. But kind of in my era, they say whatever happened in the house stayed in the house, sort of like Las Vegas. How do you get the, you know, specifically, women that you work with? Because we kind of are apprehensive depending on if it's a sensitive subject. And I'm going to put it out there. The sensitive subject is the ones we really need because the people in that situation feel like they all alone.
Well, you know, I try to show people that your power is in your mess. Whatever challenge it is that you had to overcome, probably the worst thing that you experienced, however you got through that, somebody needs to hear that story. For me, one of my biggest challenges was a health challenge. I struggled with lupus. It's Lupus Awareness Month, so I'm making a point to bring it up in every conversation this month. And how I got through that, there's so many people that might want to hear that story. There's somebody listening right now who wants to know the end of that story. And that was not something we would typically share, you know. That's something we would typically keep in the house, as you say.
Yeah, amen. Lord. Well, let's dive into that a little bit more.
Sure.
With me being an anesthesiologist, I think a lot of people are not aware of what lupus, you know, if it's okay to dive into that a little bit. Well, what lupus is, and I think especially when it comes to women, and this will help the men in the audience as well, how does it affect our body? Because I think, and this is just me, men, don't jump on me, and this is true if you really look at it, things affect women different from men because we're wired different, our body's different, et cetera.
Well, that's very true. 70% of people who struggle with lupus are women of color. So it does tend to strike women more than it does men. It's an autoimmune disease, and so inflammation is the biggest symptom that you will encounter, and inflammation can happen in any part of the body. It can be your joints. My mother struggles with inflammation in her kidneys and her lungs. So it could be something like your skin. Seal, the music singer, the scars on his face are from discoid lupus. So that's a visual symptom, but with other people, it can be invisible, something that you can't see, but it's pain, it's chronic fatigue, and it can lead to a lot of suffering.
Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, with me doing anesthesia, that brings in a lot when a patient's going to sleep because of a lot of the patients that have lupus, if they have, for example, if they have their kidneys involved, we got to make sure that we keep them hydrated. What hydration, just to be clear, for new people, is just how much IV fluids, you know, when you get the IV. And we have to be real careful with that or the medicines we give that actually goes through the kidney. And then another thing is we have to be careful with positioning because a lot of times patients that have lupus and just in general arthritis, autoimmune things are very sensitive, number one. And number two, you know, they mobility, meaning moving around and moving their joints, may be somewhat limited. So I'm just so glad that you're bringing this to the forefront because you said 70% is Afro-American women. So we really need to peel back the layers so we can actually let people know. And then another thing that you point out that I just want the listeners to know that, you know, your mom has joint concerns as well, and it actually runs in the family, ladies and gentlemen. When you do have a male that has it, They tend to be a more what we call more moderate or severe when a male has it. So I just commend you for bringing awareness because, like we said, we can't keep anything in the closet because somebody's listening live or listening in the archive, and they say, wait a minute, I may need to tell my doctor about, is this lupus, can I have this?
Oh, I mean, the chronic fatigue is probably one of the first symptoms that tends to strike people. It's that feeling when you first wake up in the morning and you're a little groggy, a little disoriented, but it lasts all day. It never goes away. Or the joint pain. With my mom, they thought she had arthritis, so she was misdiagnosed for years, and it wasn't until she was hospitalized with inflammation in her lungs and kidneys that they determined that it was lupus. And it took her off her feet. It took her out of work. It literally disabled her. But she's made amazing transformation, amazing. To see her today, it's like it wasn't even the same person as 4 years ago. So I just want to leave any listeners that are struggling with it now that a diagnosis is not a life sentence. It doesn't have to be.
Wow, that's amazing. Because the thing of, and let's point this out, ladies and gentlemen, like you said, it doesn't stop you because you're an amazing best-selling author and amazing things you do in regards of your coaching. Let's talk about that. And you said it, we talked on it, just a dab on it. What type of clients do you take in regards of your master coaching?
The majority of my clients are people who either want to be speakers or they're entrepreneurs who want to present themselves as an authority for their business. So they'd be writing their book to demonstrate an expertise that they have so that they can be seen as an authority in their field.
Wow. And we want that, ladies and gentlemen. You want someone that, you know, I'm a living witness. I can be the guinea pig, if you want to say that. I have a lot of things that God, and I always say God entrusts me with, but you got to make sure you have the spirit of excellence in the things that you do. And that's why I truly, truly believe, and I think I said it at the beginning of the show, I truly believe in mentors and coaches because, and a lot, I've heard, you know, Kelly, you probably have heard this, all this as well. People say, oh, I don't need a coach, I already know this, yeah, da-da-da-da-da. But the thing is, yes, the information is inside of you already, but you got to have a roadmap. You got to have, you know, the GPS. You got to have a GPS to put things in place. And then, that's the big one that I learned. It will decrease your time. It may take you, yes, you can get it by looking at YouTube all night for 5 years. But just think, you can actually get it done in 2 months to 3 months, something that you could take years.
Absolutely. And, you know, getting clarity and focus, I agree with you 100%. Having somebody outside, they say you can't see the label on the jar if you're in the jar. So having someone who's on the outside of what's happening with you, a coach, a mentor, can really accelerate your results because I think we get stuck when we're in the jar and we can't really get perspective on what's going on. I think you're so right about that.
Now, I'm going to just tell you right on the air so everybody can hear this. I'm going to have to use that one. I love that. Oh, my God, that is so powerful what you just said. That's true. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just messed up now. But, you know, do you, with your coaching, do you do more of a group coaching or do you like doing more of a one-on-one? Or just tell us how we actually can, you know, get your products and services because, you know, it's a lot of people need the coaching, but they just have to have that right fit with the person they need to actually be coached by.
I prefer one-on-one coaching, Dr. Sunday. I really do because I like to get to know the client and what their goals are. I always tell them to start with the end in mind. You know, you're writing a book, but why? What do you want it to do for you? What do you want it? How do you want it to change your life? And I think that's different for every person. So it gives me an opportunity to really get vested in their stories, and I hear some amazing stories. So I really prefer the one-on-one.
Wow. I understand totally. I totally understand because, you, group coaching has, and I do both, people, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, it does limit you to a little bit. I mean, you know, you send out all these memorandum of understanding, the NDAs and all this stuff, but some people still going to be kind of nervous about saying some deep dive things. And that's where yeah. you got to have that one-on-one coaching so you can actually help the people out. But we've been peeping over on your page because I just don't want to get away from you're actually doing an amazing challenge right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm doing a 21-day lupus awareness ultimate wellness dare. Every day, a tip, some motivation, and inspirational stories to bring hope and tell everybody we got to keep keeping on if we ever hope to find a cure for this thing that is attacking our community and to raise awareness. So we do something fun every day to lift everybody's spirits and get them to play along. So if anybody in your audience is struggling with autoimmune issues or know someone who is, they can plug into our Facebook group at 21daydare.com.
Wow, that's so powerful. And then do tell us about the other amazing things that you have on the dock as well in regards of your book coaching and, you know, are you taking clients and of course, about a little bit more about your best-selling publication as well.
Absolutely. Well, the bestseller is The Working Girl's Guide to Rehabbing Houses. It's kind of the story of how I broke into that business and was able to master the science of buying, fixing, and selling property. But it's also about overcoming obstacles because rehabbing, in my mind, is being able to overcome any obstacle that pops up in front of you, whether it's where to find the money if you don't have it, because I know I didn't when I first got started, and anything you might encounter as you, quote-unquote, tear down the walls. It's a real metaphor for real life. And so the book addresses that as well. And I call it The Working Girl's Guide to Rehabbing Houses because I worked when I was rehabbing. I had a job, but I was really concerned about my financial future. And so I wanted people to know that this can be a vehicle for changing your financial future. And I think that's so important that we start looking at where we can find assets. And because working the 9-to-5, I figured out really quickly that it may not be enough. You know, what investments can I make? What can I do to build a legacy, something I could leave behind for my family? So the Working Girl's Guide to Rehab, it really addresses all of those things. I also have going on right now is the 90-day Get Your Book Done Dare. So not only do we want to get your book done, we want to do it in 90 days. So I just visited DC Metro. And the next one is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow. I, being a best-selling author and also a publisher, people can come up with some interesting things. Pretty much almost, Kelly, they want you to write their book almost. But what I have found, yeah, what I have found is those weekend retreats or sessions that you get it done over the weekend or 90 days, if you mm-hmm. give somebody a time limit and it works out amazing, it works out because if you don't watch it there, they'll want you, you'll be in the writing a book.
Oh, yeah. And it always, it never ceases to amaze me, you know, how you can get more done in 3 days than you can in 30 days with your back against the wall when somebody gives you a hard deadline. It's amazing how we can get focused and do more in a short period of time than we can when we just don't have any guidelines or boundaries.
Wow. Now, so you just messed me up. Because, you know, that's been one of my, ladies and gentlemen, another, you know, I always, some always in my sphere, right? But I actually have always wanted to, my family's in the real estate a little bit, but I've always wanted to get into the rehab kind of thing. So we'll have to talk a little bit offline to see if this is, of course, the right season for me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a key, what I just said. Even though it's in your spirit and God has put it there, but he gives you, you have to go back to him to say, okay, when is it time to do that? But it's always good to have that information so you'll be ready to move forward.
Yeah. You got it.
Oh, Lord, I have to say that. Oh, my God. Now, you know, we're coming down to the end so quick here. Golly, tell us any other things you may want us to know about. You're just a just a blooming flower. Oh my God, you're just so spirit. I just love it. And your emails, we just enjoy receiving those as well. But tell us anything that we have may have missed. And then, of course, how we can support you on social media, your products and services, and of course, jump on this the lupus awareness that you have on Facebook group as well.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely, if you know someone who is struggling with a health issue, the 21daydare.com, the lupus wellness dare is going phenomenal, and it's been so much fun. We've gotten such great feedback and a lot of attention on social media. So we welcome you to participate in that project. Everybody can find me at KellyCampbellInc.com, KellyCampbellInc.com, and there's always an update on where I'm going to be, where I'm going to be having events, and what's going on. I'm actually up for an Indie Author Award. I'm a finalist for the Indie Author Legacy Awards in Baltimore. So I'm just inviting everybody to that, Dr. Sunday. I just want a whole group of people there to hold my hand at the Indie Author Awards. But I'm just always excited because, and I think that's what happens when you're working in your purpose. So I encourage all of your listeners to continue to work to figure out what that is and finding their place in the world, because when you're doing it, it feels oh so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I always tell people that doesn't mean it's going to be easy, easy peasy, but the thing is you'll actually have that extra energy, that actually that drive that you can actually continue to do it. So that just, excited. Well, congratulations on the things that, and more to come, because you're a young lady, you have, I just feel that all the gifts inside of you just really just started blooming. And that's why God put it in my spirit about that bloom, that bloom. But we just thank you, first of all, Kelly Campbell, for being in your purpose. And the other thing is, thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Sunday. It's been fantastic.
Oh, she's so sweet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is going to be one that you're going to be sending all over the world, right? But please do that. This young lady, because you know that, and I should have said that on the air, but let me say this right now. That's one of the services that I don't do, even though I do the publishing and, the media. I don't do the book coaching. So, hey, go to her for the book coaching, and you know, if it's a fit, we'll do the publishing. If not, she may have some people in her network that can do it. The key is, and this is how I feel, it doesn't matter who does it, as long as they do it the spirit of excellence. You see what I'm saying? And that you can actually walk out your purpose. You got to believe that. You know, just do things in the spirit of excellence, and they will run you down. But, you know, if you want anything from us, if you want to know anything about having your own radio or TV show, if you want media coaching or how to be a guest, if you actually want to be a guest on any of our platforms, the Sunday Soul Service or the Good Deeds radio show or TV show, and the publishing, our nonprofit organization, you just need someone to listen to. You need something to eat. You need a place to stay. Get in contact with us. It's easy to find us at www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. But please remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason why you were born. You have a reason you're here right now. Do the three things I always say. You have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk it out. You have to what? Don't stop. You have to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.